All right. I want to talk to you for just a moment about money. And let me tell you, if you are not a Christian or not a part of Crossroads Church or not a member or anything like that, don't worry about it. It doesn't apply to you. However, if you think someday in the future you might become a Christian or might be interested in becoming a Christian or becoming a member of Crossroads Church, might as well let you know this is what you're in for. This is a part of it. People complain all the time, you know, the church only wants your money. That's not true, but I'm a numbers guy. And what I mean by that is numbers mean something. And so, for instance, if we have a Sunday and there's typically, like last Sunday, we had 265 people in church. That's counting the children. Back out the children, we had 220 adults, which is actually kind of a low Sunday for us, but 220 adults. Now, it's not all about numbers, and I don't want to offend you by that, but I want you to hear, and I want you to hear with your heart. Each number represents a soul. And so numbers in church and church attendance and offering and all those things are like numbers on a thermometer. They indicate something. You know, when the number on the thermometer at the bank across the street says 59 or 99, it means something. And you know, and so the same thing is true with our numbers. Now, I just want to share with you where we are financially, because I've told you before that we're kind of running behind financially, but I kind of started to analyze the numbers. Now, understand this. I do not and never will know how much any individual in this church gives. I just know the numbers. And that's the way I always want it to be. I always want to assume that you are a tithing, sacrificial giver. But I know from looking at the numbers that quite frankly, most of you are not. Now, some of you are poor. I understand that. Hey, and I'm not trying to get blood out of a turnip. You know the old saying? Some people don't have a lot of money. I get that. Some people are new Christians. And so that they don't understand the discipline of giving and all those things. And I understand that. I want to be patient. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. What I want you to see today is possibilities. Did we throw? Oh, good. Keep that up there. You see, I think it kind of reminds me of what one pastor said. And this is the first of two sermons today, by the way. A pastor once stood before his congregation and said, "I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. The good news is we have all the money we need for our building project. The bad news is it's still in your bank account." Yeah. And so therein lies the issue. Now, last Sunday was a particularly low number for us as far as dollars and even people, but not real low as far as people. And it's kind of odd because I talked about this. When our attendance is down, our giving is up, and when our attendance is up, our giving sometimes goes down. It's kind of a weird thing. And I didn't even think about that one too much because it gave me a headache. But anyway, so I analyzed the numbers. Last Sunday, we had 220 adults who gave a total of $3,700, which is less than $17 per person. Now, again, some of you don't even have $17 to give. I understand that, and I'm not talking to you. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I want you to think about your future as God will bless. But many of you have much more than that. And here's some other numbers. Typically, a typical Sunday for us is about $4,700 in offering. And that breaks down to, if you use that 220 number of adults, which we usually have more, a few more, but I wanted to go with a low number, that works out to about a little less than $22 each. Now, again, to some of you, $22 every week might seem like a lot. Now, let me tell you, something I discovered 2 weeks ago. My wife and I went to a large gathering, a genuine religious experience. We went to the Ravens game. And I'm going to tell you, it is appropriate that the Ravens play in a stadium that is sponsored by a bank, because it takes bank to go to a football game. If you want to eat one of those cheap, well, they're not cheap, but if you want to eat one of those crummy hamburgers, it's going to cost you some money too. And so we don't have a problem spending money. It's kind of like the U.S. government. The U.S. government doesn't have a problem with spending money, right? As human beings, we don't have a problem. So anyway, our typical Sunday is $4,700 income, about $22 bucks each. Our stated goal in our bulletin is $5,800. That's what we could do, everything that we've put in the budget to do. If we could have, between us, if we could raise $5,800 total, and, you know, compared to $3,700, $4,700, that seems like a lot of money. But again, that breaks down to just under $27 each. Now, more numbers. Stay on this slide. Go ahead and throw up the next part of it. If we're giving $17 each per week, and again, I understand this is averages. Some can't afford it. Some can't even afford that. Many can afford much more. What that means, $17 is a 10% tithe, which is the biblical precedent, of an annual income of $8,840. Now, I don't think there's that many people in our church who their annual income is $8,800. I really don't. You know, and double that for a couple, so that'd be $34 a week if your annual income is $17,680. That would be the appropriate amount, and that's where we should be. If the average income for households and individuals, adults in our church is about $18,000, then that would be about right. But I don't think that's right, because I know what some of you do for a living, and I know how much I make, and I'm not going to share with you. I thought about telling you how much I give, but it would sound like bragging. But let's just say Kim and I give a lot more than $17 a week. You can ask her, maybe she'll tell you how much we give. A lot more than $17 a week. Now, here's where I want you to see the possibilities. Let's go on to the next slide. Here's where we could be. Throw something up there. Imagine if using that 220 number, again, this is a low number, but imagine if each one of us, on average, committed to give $30 a week, that would be $6,600 a week. And $30 a week reflects an annual income of $15,600. So if our average annual, and I'm sure it's much higher than that. So even just going that little bit, all of a sudden $5,800 is just, that's a piece of cake. $5,800 is a low Sunday. $5,800 is when we take $800 extra dollars and give it to missions, you know, or whatever. But that's where we could be. But the more I thought and prayed about this, I really felt that the Lord was leading me to this. I really believe that where we should be is an average of $50 each. Now, again, I'm going to tell you, and I don't want this to sound like bragging. Please, please don't misunderstand this. Kim and I give much more than $50 a week. I'll just tell you that much. And so if you can't afford to give that much, it doesn't work out to a tithe, don't worry, because people like Kim and I are going to work out the balance, you know, as far as the average is concerned. But look at this. If we gave an average of $50 a week, which would be the appropriate tithe for an annual income of $26,000, That's what a tithe is, 10%. So if our average income, which I'm sure it's higher than this, but if our average household income or individual adult income were $26,000, $52,000 for a couple, then we'd be giving $50 or $100 each, you know, individual or couple per week. That would add up to $572,000 a year. You know, we could fund the church at Martinsburg. We could fund the church. We could do everything we could possibly imagine. We wouldn't know what to do with the money. Well, no, we would, believe me. But let me tell you, this property over here with the boarded up houses, it's on the market. They want, what'd they say? The real estate agent called me this week. $350,000, they might take less. Yeah, $325,000 or something like that. I'm sure they would take less. We don't have any money. But if we really bought into the kingdom of God, you know, if we were really, really believing, you know what, this is the commitment I need to make, we'd have the money in the bank. And just all sorts of possible, I just can't imagine that. Now, the scripture that's up there is from the Living Bible. It says, honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income. I'm not going to take time to give you a long lesson on giving right now. We actually do that in our basic beliefs class, and maybe someday you'll do that. And maybe over the next few weeks, I want to encourage people to share their giving testimonies. I've got a couple of people lined up already. But think about this. Are you honoring the Lord in your giving? And so what? Like I said, it's two sermons in one, so going on to the next slide. I even got a so what with this one. What am I asking you to do? Number one, I'm asking you to get serious about your commitment to the Lord and to the church. The church is the body of Christ. It's the Lord's church. And so, and I don't want you to be offended because Walt's talking about money again. You know, or anything. I want you to really think about this. Where are you? Where are you in relationship with the Lord? And how does that affect your everyday life, like, you know, your money? Jesus is the one who said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And that's significant. Second, I want you to pray. I really believe that giving should, this is why I don't know what people give. I don't want to know. I believe giving is between you and the Lord. And that's all I'm asking it is for it to be between you and the Lord. Third, I want you to dream. Could you possibly imagine? And we were looking at Crossroads for the year 2012. If our annual income adds up to maybe $210,000 or $220,000, I mean, it's going to take a stretch to get there, but that's kind of what we were aiming for this year. Now, I know to some of you, $200,000 sounds like a lot of money. It sounds like a lot of money to me, but I'm not talking about an individual. I'm talking about a church. So if we make it to $210,000, $220,000, we'll say, whew, we made it through the year and paid all our bills. But just think, if we were giving as we should, $220,000 would be a number in the past. Way back. We'd have over $500,000. And so we have stated our budget goal of being, you know, $5,800. But think about this a week. If our average giving were $50, and again, we're saying average, you know this. Some of you will give much less. Some will never be able or won't be able to give anything for a while. I don't know. But some will and ought to give much more. If our average giving were $50 per adult, instead of $5,800 a week, that would be $11,000 a week. And let me tell you, there are churches. I know a church just down the road. Their attendance, they have roughly 170. And of that, about 30 of them are kids. So about 150, that was wrong math, wasn't it? But let's go with it. We'll round it. 150 adults, and I know their typical weekly offering is about $8,000. I know another church that's even smaller. Their typical weekly amount is about $9,000 or $10,000. And it's because they understand the discipline of giving. And so I'm just asking you to pray and then dream. What could we do? How could we reach it? You know, some of you were involved in the Convoy of Hope yesterday. That's a good thing. It's a denominational thing. It's affiliated with a denomination. And that's a great once-a-year thing. But you know what? If we had $500,000, we could do that once a week. And we could open a food bank to help the poor. We could set up a place for people to have their cars worked on that are underprivileged. You know, people that don't have money to pay for the oil change and people who need clothes. We could do all sorts of things to reach out to our community if we just had the money. And like the preacher said, the good news is we've got all the money we need. But you know where it is.